Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M. Today I'm here on my own. But I have Julie, Manos is not joining us, but I have Julie Lunt with me. Julie has been part of our company, or she's been with us for the last four years.
Yes.
Amazing 4 years, and she's head of administration and property management. Today, though, we're going to focus on property management. It's all going to be about how can we help you and give you some tips into your property management business so we can make things maybe a little bit easier for you. So we threw Julie in the deep end into our property management division when we needed a lot of help last year. So it's been 12 months since you've been there,
yes.
Jules, hasn't it?
Yes.
12 months. And a lot has changed. So you've implemented some stuff in there that's made an amazing difference to our business. And that's why I wanted to interview you today so we can share that with our audience or the people that follow us and watch the show so we can help them out.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to start with maybe our CRM system, because we just did that recently. This is the most recent change that you made. Mm-hmm. We used to be on a system that wasn't cloud-based, mm-hmm. Which is very popular,
yes.
in our industry.
Yes.
And they've been talking about going on cloud for many, many years, but they haven't done that yet.
Yes.
So we made a decision to switch. We've got on cloud-based now. And I just wanted you to share the process, the learnings. And if someone out there is thinking about doing that right now, what should they watch out for? And what is it that they can do to make the process a bit more, you know,
absolutely,
a bit more easier.
For sure. So we have learned a lot with the change. Would definitely recommend do your research.
Yeah.
Couldn't recommend that enough.
Yeah.
Ask other people that are working in the industry using the software that you want to go to,
mm-hmm.
and make a decision whether that's going to suit your business. So
that's right.
Some of the softwares are better suited to larger portfolios and some more boutique portfolios. So. Mm. Once you've, part of doing your research too is also reading up on property management forums for people that are using the software as well, and what their thoughts are, what the pros are, what the cons are, and really weighing up if the change is right for you and your business. So that's probably the best advice I could give in making the decision.
Yeah, that's the initial one.
But
it doesn't matter how much research you do.
That's right.
Still, yeah.
Absolutely.
Stuff happens.
So I guess the next step is then planning for the transfer.
Yeah.
So ensuring that your database, your existing database, is clean, and that you've paid, you're not holding old monies that need to be processed. So making sure everything's cleaned up, that the data is as accurate as possible in preparation for the transfer.
So how would you do that? Would you put someone in charge to just go through, and what does that mean for someone like me that I don't understand?
Yeah.
What does it mean to have a clean data?
So to do an audit of your database.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So put someone in charge who can then do the headwork and then allocate it out to certain to staff who can do certain tasks.
Yeah.
So obviously identify your staff's strengths.
Yeah.
And go for someone who's obviously really strong at accuracy and attention
Excellent.
To detail.
Awesome.
So
so we've done the research.
Yes.
Right. We've chosen a database.
Yes.
We've cleaned it up.
Yes.
It's all beautiful.
Yes.
What's next?
Pick the right time.
Yeah. Okay, so, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so timing is crucial because there are certain, throughout the year in property management, there are certain months that are a lot busier than others.
Yeah.
You also have to look at not so much how busy the department is, but also what's going on in the business as well.
Yes.
So if you're in the process of changing staff or restructuring or rebranding, may not be the right time for you.
We did it all together, didn't we? We just thought, we can do this. We can just that's okay.
So and I think that was actually one decision that
we could have
was perfect for us, because we changed between December and January.
Yes.
And it was a bit quieter in that period.
Yeah.
We had a couple of hiccups, but Yeah, I think the timing was perfect for us. So we got that one right.
Yeah, we did. So we've moved across. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that people that are thinking about switching CRM systems should be looking out for, or that's it? Doing your prep work, clean up your database, and make sure that you do it in a time that's appropriate for your business, which is obviously a little bit more quieter, and just make sure you pick the right time. Is there anything else?
There's one other thing that I'd add to that, and that is have some junior admin support on hand once you've done the rollover and the migrate across to your new system. There are so many admin tasks that need to be done. It doesn't matter what system you change from and to, just to get the database to a point that you're happy with. So, and they're just things, not everything will transfer across, doesn't matter what system. So to just sort of really personalize it and customize it to
business. That cross-referencing from the old data to the new data and just adding anything that hasn't transferred? Correct. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Adding things and tidying up. Yeah.
And I mean, we've talked about uni students and high school students at a previous, shows that we've done with Manos, and we've got a team of 4 or 5, I think, just for our Frankston office, and they're amazing. Yes. The kids are just unbelievable. They're fast with databases. They're really good with computers. So yes. And they really, really enjoy it. Yeah. Which is great. Awesome.
So,
So that's it with the moving of the database. Is there one system that you've put in place in our property management department, Zebra Property Management, that, has made a huge difference in our business? Is there anything that you can recommend apart from changing the CRM, anything else that you can think of that's really valuable that we can share?
Yeah, for sure. So probably two things come to mind.
Okay.
The first one is reviewing your systems and procedures in your department. That's huge. And that's probably the first thing that I did when I went across into property management was probably the first few weeks was just seeing how everything was done. So it was more like assessing how everything was done and then planning what changes we're going to make and how to, improve the systems that were in there. Or delete them and start again.
Yeah, because some of them we use because we've used them for the last 10 years, but they're not really, it's like, why are we still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's how we've done it for so long.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to keep doing it that way. Things do change. Yeah. So an audit, a review.
Yes.
And change things up.
Yes, definitely. So having the right systems, checklists and procedures, I say that over and over again, but it is crucial to run the department smoothly.
Yeah. And make it simple as well. Yeah.
My second one would be I spent a lot of time with Julie working on achievable, realistic KPIs for the team.
That's Julie
Setting
Anderson.
The KPIs and enabling the staff, like empowering the staff to reach and achieve those KPIs and rewarding them. And fantastic. And also not just setting that, but also meeting with them regularly, meeting with them weekly and monthly. So monthly one-on-ones, weekly team meetings, and ensuring that we're on target to meet them so that they can be
And then the rewarded. Quarterly reviews and And it doesn't have to take a long time. It's just quick catch-ups because when you've done it properly from the beginning and you've set the plan in place, then when you catch up with the guys, it's just it's quick and it's actually quite exciting as well. Yeah. It's not, oh, my God, I have to go into another meeting again.
Yes.
And
supporting them for any challenges that they're having can be easily identified and we can provide them that support.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I've got one more question for you, if that's okay. And then I'll ask you if there's anything that you want to add. Our goal at Zebra is to go from, I think we've got 160 properties now, is that right?
Yeah.
To go to 420, is that the target?
431,
that's the one.
that's the magic
Manos,
number.
That's Manos's number, right? So 431.
Yes.
So we're putting a plan in place to achieve that.
Yes.
A bit of prospecting. Talk to me about that. What is it? What can we do? I mean, that's almost more than doubling.
Yes.
Is it giving you a time frame? Is that like in the next 2 months? Or
you're joking, I said 12 months.
Okay.
No time frame. So part of that is we're looking at employing a BDM.
Yes.
So a full-time BDM. Mm-hmm. And I think you've always taught me that you need to spend money to make money.
Yeah, that's right.
And I definitely see the value in that. So having a dedicated BDM, and then having the right KPIs for that BDM,
yeah.
And supporting them and having the right tools for them to, you know, achieve their goals and their targets each month.
Yeah. So that's one of them. The second one is obviously a dedicated it's actually part of our team. One of our administration girls, which shown quite a bit of interest in client care and making those phone calls and just ringing up for no reason at all, apart from, are you happy with our service? And is there anyone that you can refer us to? So we're implementing that. We've done our cinema night. So that was really good for just getting those referrals.
Yes.
And also just being on top of our agents and getting those lists from the open for inspections and building working those. Working those, that's going to be huge this year. I mean, we really have never had the time to do it because our property management divisions were so big. We used to look after 1,100, previously. Yes. And it was just growing so fast. I think now we'll be able to, because we've got the time, got the right people in place, to be able to tap into those different lead sources.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And look, one other thing, it's very simple and quite often doesn't missed. Get out. Yeah, yeah. Missed is, at the end of a conversation, if you've had a good conversation with a landlord, simply asking the question of, do you have any other properties that we can look after for you? Yeah. Or do you know anyone else that can benefit from our services?
Yeah. Perfect.
You know, it's that simple and it works.
It does work, especially if you're doing a good job and you know that they're more than happy to refer to you.
Yes, yep, definitely.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Look, I would probably encourage principals to take an interest in their property management department.
Yep.
I couldn't say that enough. Get involved if you can spend a couple of days in there, get involved and really understand some of the challenges that your team are facing.
Yeah.
And support
and what
them
it takes.
In what it takes and they're a to special run. Breed.
Yeah. What it takes to run a property management division. Because it is different to sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right, a lot of business owners are salespeople that, you know, are really excited and really passionate about sales and they're running that part of it. But then, you know, the property management division is running by itself sort of on the side there. And it's a great asset and something that as business owners we should always, you know, be on top of it and really be involved with it. So, yeah, that's...
The other thing I was going to say is I guess one of the other benefits of being with EVU Group is that we can come in and audit your property management department. Yeah. And that's something that we're looking at going forward is to come in and just review your systems, review some of your files, speak to your staff, identify what support and what training or what perfect, they need in their department. Yeah. And,
and that's a bit of a plug for us. Good on you. No, but it's so true. And it's, even if you're not a part of us or another franchise group, I'm sure there's a lot of independent people out there that do that sort of thing. They'll come in and they'll audit your department.
Yes.
See what you're doing, give you good ideas, change things up and at the end of the day what we're really looking at is are our clients getting really good service?
Yes.
And are we profitable?
Yes.
And it's a fine balance in property management, isn't it? Because to give good service, you need a lot of staff.
Yes.
And then your profit goes out the window. Yes. So you've got to find that sort of balance in the middle.
Exactly.
To be doing things smartly and smart and putting the right people in the right place. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Julie. Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. I was going to say, and I will say, you were so nervous to get on the couch today, but you did really well.
Thank you.
You provided a lot of value. Thank you for watching, guys. If you've got any questions for Julie, feel free to ask on the comments below, and we look forward to catching up with you again next time with Manos, hopefully joining me on the couch. Thanks, Jules.
Okay.